This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Good Trouble. Today, we're going to be recapping the episode Broken Hearted, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? And of course, we have a very special guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, you guys? Like I said before, welcome back to Good Trouble's after show. We are excited to be here with the CEO of Speculate, Mr. Evan himself. Please welcome our special guest, TJ Lenard. Thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, folks. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're excited to dive deep into your mind of Evan and like see what makes him tick. We got a lot of good information about him tonight, so we're excited to talk to you. And of course, we are joined by the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey guys, how are you?
And the beautiful Megan Lynn is back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. I've been away a few weeks. Yes. I'm back this week. Excited to be here.
Yes, thank you for coming back. And Taylor's not able to join us tonight, but she's got a lot of really exciting things coming up in her career. So make sure to send her a tweet congratulating her. She's got a lot of cool stuff going on. But let's break down this episode. This episode was titled Broken Hearted, which I was interested to see why it was titled that way, which we obviously found out. The show revolved a lot around art, but then at the end of this episode, we were all left brokenhearted, for sure. Yes. So let's kind of go in and recap some of this, break it all down, because usually there's like a bunch of storylines, but like three main ones, and I felt like you said earlier, everyone had a main storyline this episode.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most beautiful, interesting parts of this show is that there are no side characters. Everyone's so well developed, and especially in this episode, y'all, a lot of drama went down in that one art gallery.
Crazy.
I'm fleshing it out.
Yeah, I know. And it was interesting to see, because everyone's usually at either the Coterie or Speculate. Speculate.
Oh, I'm right. Okay, cool.
And so I, like,
I heard lit.
It's lit. But just seeing everyone in this new environment and then the chaos happen, and it was just really great. But Gael obviously has his art show. He needs an eighth piece because the eighth piece is like a wooden piece. And his ex, named Elijah, was like the owner of the gallery and was like, I don't know about the wood stuff, but like, cool. And so Callie decided to step in last minute and help give him some inspiration. She was his muse, allegedly. And what did you guys think about that? Did you think that that was just inappropriate, considering Gael is supposed to be exclusive with Brian?
I mean, technically, no, because I'm actually just helping you as a friend. You asked me for my advice. It's just a friendship thing. And plus, Callie is very into art. Like, I thought it was awesome to see her kind of get back into that side of herself. Instead of always just trying to be this controlled lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was really hoping Gael would bring that side out in her. And honestly, I don't know, it was like giving me very much Dirty Dancing vibes, for sure, with the little concrete work. Very romantic, obviously. Love concrete.
You're like a big fan of concrete.
Big fan. We stan, for
sure.
I was
more on Ghost, but again, that was me.
Okay, yeah.
Because of the pottery scene, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I think they left it up in the air whether or not anything happened. I'm not really sure.
They definitely left it up in the air, but what did you think whenever Brian really just, like, threw something at the wall or at Gael? What did you think of how Brian reacted?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if somebody is in a situation like that, you're like, well, you chose me. You chose me. And you're not feeling like you're at the forefront of that. Yeah, I think a little anger is something that seems very appropriate. I mean, as far as he went, I don't know. That's to your opinion. But, yeah. You know, there's something undeniable between the chemistry between Tommy and Maya. So watching that and having that be a very deep part of the show, yeah, I mean, how can you deny that?
Yeah.
Especially being the other guy, kind of.
I know, and I feel like Brian always struggles to keep Gael's attention and keep that, like, commitment going. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Gael has eyes for, I almost said Maya, for Callie. And so it's really rough because...
It's my fault. It's because
yeah, I... Yeah, I know, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I use it, yeah. Okay. I'll be better.
Yeah, but Jasmine, Gael's sister, she originally was saying, I don't want to settle. I want to go further in court so I can stand up and obviously stand up for, like, the trans people and want to not just take money and hide, but, like, really make sure everyone gets equal opportunity in the workforce and not just, oh, we're going to settle with this one. So we were all excited thinking, wow, this is exactly what she needs to do. She's going to raise so much awareness. And then... she decides to take the settlement, which honestly, in her eyes, I know she's thinking, I really need the money. And I like how they showed that aspect of it because it wasn't like she just like, oh, didn't even give a second thought to it. Like, at the end of the day, where is she going to live? She needs money. She needs to provide for herself. And she's had a hard time. So I don't blame her for even thinking about, should I just take the money? But what were your thoughts on that?
I kind of took it another way because when Brian was saying, why didn't you do your thing in Gaiosa, I didn't have the money. Like, not trying to throw shade at his sister, but, like, it was a reason because
that's
of that.
That's right.
So I feel like that was also just her being like, I do need the money, and I also need to pay back my brother because he has given me so much. And Brian, for this episode, just shady a little bit, though. Like, calling your boyfriend's work mediocre, come that on was, now. That was a little bit below some belts. Like, you want him to have connection to you, but you also do some underhanded type stuff, too.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like for him, it's always been kind of more about winning. Like, he even said
Thank
to
you.
Callie afterwards, you win. And it's much more about the competition with her, wanting something that he doesn't quite have, than it is really being with him. I never felt a spark with that.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this episode, Brian is making Gael, like, an object or, like, a prize to be won. Because mm-hmm. when he uses those competitive words, like you just said, it's more like, ooh, he's not like a piece of real estate that we're fighting
and he absolutely
over.
Objectifies him. He's like, you gotta take your shirt off to sell your art. He's
yeah.
like, Mom, I don't really want to do that, and I don't want to take a label. And I think yep. that really does also connect with his sister, Jasmine, because I feel like she doesn't want to be a charity case and she'd much rather just settle this and be able to pay him back and help him out. Because I think, you know, everyone wants empathy, no one wants sympathy. And I'm sure she's exactly. been the subject of that a lot.
Yeah.
I think these are both good points just in humanity in general these days, is talking about, well, you want to fight for a cause. You want to have that wherewithal inside of you to be like, well, I'm going to do what inside of my own ethical forefront is right. But when it comes down to it, we live in a society where money kind of runs everything. Mm-hmm. And when you're given the opportunity to have that, yeah, why wouldn't Jasmine take the money? Especially yeah. being in a point in her life where she is struggling.
Yeah.
And then you look at the relationship with Gael, and it's kind of an ego thing. You're talking about everybody wants to win. Everybody does want to win, especially when you're literally fighting to win over somebody else. So that does become this massive thing.
Yeah.
And... you know, as much as it plays into the story of a show, it does show, like, this real side of humanity that I think we struggle with a lot. And we don't always succeed in coming out the better person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the end, we don't really even know, like, who was the person who bought the piece. Was it
yep.
Jasmine? Or was she just, like, kind of playing along because she was like, well, I didn't buy it, but if it's an anonymous person, maybe it'll look good on me if I do. So it looks like I'm paying my brother back because I feel guilty that I owe him money. Or on the flip side of that is Jamie lying and just trying to make it sound like, oh, well, I did my good deed.
Oh, you think he's lying?
I mean, I don't want to just assume Jasmine is.
Well, we knew she was lying.
You can never know anything.
I don't
you
think
never
she
know.
She never said I bought it. She was just kind of like,
No, it was the way said it, the way she rolled her eyes. It was like, I mean, I think she's lying about lying. I don't know. I think she's lying about lying. So whatever the trueness of what she's lying about, I don't know. But she's lying about something, intention-wise.
That's true.
I will say that intention-wise, she's lying about something.
I really want to see, and we're going to get more information on that, I would assume, the next episode. Next week is the finale of season one, you guys.
Yeah. Crazy.
How insane is that? But what I want to know for sure before season one ends is what's going to be going on with Sumi and her fiance and Alice and Joey. Like, that is just something so crazy to me. Mm-hmm. We obviously find out that Sumi doesn't want to marry Mira because she's still in love with Alice. We all knew that. That's not even a spoiler alert at this point. But that whole scene where they were all kind of meeting up in that one room where, like, the war bombs was going on behind them, it really was just symbolic.
Which is a little racist, by the way.
What?
That was a little racist. The entire video, man. Dude, that's all I can say.
Okay.
Interpretive art.
Yeah, interpretive art.
I interpreted it as well.
That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, thank you.
But okay, so that whole thing was going on, and Alice doesn't feel like it's her place to tell Mira because she's thinking, well, this is obviously Sumi's place. So I think that's going to be trouble for Alice in the long run because she really cares for Joey, and Sumi's trying to be like, well, you're just obviously clueless that you're still in love with me, and like, we are soulmates. So that whole thing is messy AF.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Alice to be like, you had your chance to be with me, but you cheated on me to be with Mira, and now you're marrying Mira. I legit want to say no backsies now.
This is the great thing about television. It's like they pose all these things. You're like, I just want you to do this. And you watch what they do, and you're like, I didn't want you to do
it. I know. Yeah.
Do the other thing. Do the thing that I want you to do.
But something that we did get that we wanted was more information about your character, Evan. We actually got some substantial time with him and Mariana because it's always like you guys are separated and everyone's trying to keep you apart, and you really got to have a full-on conversation in the art gallery of all places. You come to support, you want to get out and do more things because you're very...
He's trying.
Yeah, he's trying to get himself out there, and he struggles with social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Severe.
Yeah, severe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very big thing, you know? A lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah. And, like, I love, like, the clues leading up to it, like the little device that you fidget
magnets,
with.
Yeah,
like, you, and we just see your character coming out of his shell a little more, getting a little bit more comfortable talking to people. Mariana obviously makes him feel more comfortable than a lot of people do because she just talks to him like a regular person and doesn't necessarily look at you like she's scared to talk to you anymore. Like,
yeah, she's not
else.
Afraid, and I think that's the point where he's becomes more curious as opposed to... All right, this person is after something. Mm-hmm. There's an energy there that is palpable, and he's drawn to it. So he wants to explore that. It makes him feel something a little bit different than he's known most of his life.
Yeah. Megan, what did you think whenever he... Originally, this app that Mariana, like, had done so much research for and was so excited to pitch to him was something he'd already done 2 years ago, and how fast that turnaround was coming up with a new idea?
Well, I think the activist app was the natural next step because it's all of the show has really been kind of moving up to this point of when is the protest going to happen, when is the trial going to happen. And I feel like I'm sure for Evan, like seeing Mariana in that light of wanting to help others and help other people who are going through stuff makes it someone who seems like, oh, she's an easy person to talk to.
Yeah, it also reaches to the point of humanity, which I don't, you know, regardless of being socially anxious and awkward and people not knowing how to talk with him doesn't mean he's a real person with real thoughts and has these things, and maybe he's a CEO and doing this, but when somebody reaches out and is like, oh, I have a good idea for this thing, as opposed to I have a great way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that's worth it. Like, this is something that speaks to me, unfortunately. I don't talk to many people about
it. Exactly, yeah. So seeing this app, which is going to totally change Mariana's life as well, is also going to be helping you learn how to interact and talk with people more and have an open mind to new ideas and not being fed what Josh and Angela kind of like pigeonhole you into thinking or doing. I feel like they're manipulative of your status.
Well, they have the most access to me, I guess, but you know, watch the show, they could you could also say based off what is given is like they facilitate that for themselves. Mm-hmm. Could possibly be leading people to think, oh, you can't talk to him this way, just in order to be like, we want the access.
Yeah.
Mariana wants to bypass that.
And Josh thinks that you have ulterior motives. Shay, what do you think about all that?
Me?
Yeah.
I have to wait to see. Because, I don't know, sometimes I want to say yes. Like, you definitely want to hook up with Mariana, but then other times
hook
I just
up.
Think...
That's a, like, that just jumps, like, what well, if like, he wants to get
like,
to know
hook
her?
Up, like, have a relationship with Dave.
Just go to Love Island.
Yeah. But I really, sometimes I really do feel like you do, like she's the one person you're most comfortable with. So I feel like it's easy to turn that friendship into something more and for your feelings to shift quicker than you'll even realize it. So sometimes I do think that, but then I'm also just like, I think you guys would be just great. I think you just need a great friend who will just talk to you too. Mm. And you need that in your life because Josh and Angela are just like, this is only what you need to hear. This is only what you need to know.
Exactly. Like they want to do that. As opposed to the rest of it, time will tell.
Absolutely. Yeah. And seeing, I think it was last episode, where you really stood up to Josh and Angela, and you're like, nope, this is not how it's going to be anymore, and I'm going to pitch the app myself, mm-hmm. and really just kind of took control back from them, in a sense. And you realized that you were being manipulated and that you weren't knowing the full story, and your employees didn't have access to you. So I love just seeing in the past two episodes how much your character has changed and evolved, and it seems like he's woke.
Oh, that's woke is okay.
The word. Yeah,
no, hashtag woke.
Hashtag right. woke Evan.
Hashtag Evan's like woke.
However, now I need more information about this Amanda character that happened to you in your past, because we only heard about her.
He's sipping the tea.
He's about to sip the tea. Because, you know, Josh, like, this could be the next Amanda. Something that obviously happened, especially before everything. So now I need to know who Amanda is.
My memory is
what
escaping me at the moment.
I almost feel like, I don't know. Okay, so Josh obviously has a bad past, if I remember correctly, of...
There was an allusion to him getting Me Too'd or getting
absolutely.
Involved in that,
definitely.
Which is scary. I love that the show is touching on that. But that seemed brushed so under the rug by Angela. I feel like she's more power hungry than she really cares about sticking up for other women.
Really?
Yeah, we saw that she gave Mariana access to the men's payroll after we saw the whole gallery scene where she was conspiring with Josh to try to get her fired. I think it's all a big plot. Like, they're in cahoots together. They want to get her out.
You think?
And it will sting even more if she's been spoon-feeding her the information to help her. Because she could get her out now if she wanted to. She's in HR.
She's wanting to make an example of her.
Mm-hmm.
And really make it public so that way Evan really sees, like... Otherwise, if they just do it behind the scenes, then he's going to be like, why did you fire her? What happened? Mm-hmm. But she's wanting it to come out almost to where it wasn't that Angela was the one who facilitated that.
Yeah. And I know, TJ, you can't speak on who Amanda is, but I feel like it's probably likely someone that had pulled out this side of Evan in the past. What is it, do you think, about Mariana that really, like, pulls out this inspiration in you wanting to take control and wanting to be more interactive with others?
I think it's the fact that I had no idea who she was. I mean, it happened in the first episode. She comes up to me. And sure, it's jarring, but it's also like, people don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angela is like, you don't do that to him. But that's not a thing that I ever laid down. That's something they laid down. So I think it's this sense of confidence that exudes from her, which is not something that I'm used to being around. You know, you think about somebody who's massively socially awkward, but also extremely successful. So people have no idea how to interact with them.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get through. Everyone's afraid. Doesn't look people in the eye. He's very just kind of stilted in a lot of the stuff he does.
And it can come across intimidating.
Extremely intimidating.
Absolutely.
Or also just completely aloof and... without having an understanding of what somebody's going through like that, how do you talk to somebody like that? She didn't do that. She didn't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
She took the moment to... I kind of just embrace her chance and took it. And I think from my standpoint, that is what initially drew him to her.
Absolutely.
To be like, there's something going on with this person in general that I don't know, and I don't even know where she came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, I feel like so many people at Speculate are putting up some sort of front to deal with the culture there, whether it's kind of Angela and Josh putting on the front of just using their power to hold over others, or it's Alex, and he's like, I'm just going to be a jerk to everyone, but she's real and authentic.
Yeah, she's real. She says what she wants to say. Even in the moments where she doesn't, she finds a way to get it out there at some point. Mm-hmm. And when it does come out, it, like, you know, like we said in the last episode, like, you see a side. I got this all over Instagram. They're like, I don't know about this side of Evan.
It's like, this is a positive
thing.
They're
like, I want to see the awkward side with him again with Mariana.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, well, he's a person. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's got to grow.
Yeah.
I disagree with you about Angela, though.
Uh-oh, really, fight.
Only because I feel like she's sick of Josh. So I also feel like if maybe she can help Mariana change something, she can also maybe help get Josh out, because I think Josh is worse for Speculate than Mariana could ever be.
She wants to get Mariana fired.
Okay, that's all you got.
She said it verbatim. I don't exactly think she's pro-girl in this situation. She's just pro-whatever's gonna help her, and I think that really
She had cause to fire her. She didn't really, like, she did not need to pass over a thumb drive.
And then there is the point where she stood up for Mariana in the past and made sure that Alex
includes her
in the workforce.
Overall, I just think she's more out for herself than she is for anyone else. And it kind of touches on what Mariana's trying to do with the group of girls. Like, if the least of us is left behind, then we're all left behind. We're not making progress as women. We're not making progress as a culture.
Yeah.
How will it shape up,
Did
folks?
You ever think that maybe she's also Time getting paid tell. Less? So she wants to change?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she gets paid less than Josh.
So it would behoove her to help this move along.
I don't know. I'm really 50-50 on this one, because I can see both sides, and usually I'm leaning towards more one than the other, but this time I really am divided, because I just want to believe the best in her, because I think she has proved herself in the past, but then again, she's worried for her own job and is trying to make sure that things work out, because she's already in hot water with Evan.
And this is the part that's hard for me, because then I have to sit here and talk. I know. You guys talk about it, I'm like, chime in.
Exactly.
Keep a straight face, buddy.
On another note, though, we see Raj and Mariana talking, and they've seemed to be on good terms as friends, and he still obviously seems to have something for her. I don't think she's quite there yet, and we also see that she gets very offended when Raj alludes to the fact that there might be something going on.
For Evan,
as far as, like, well, what is his intentions, and, well, why can't I just have a good idea and him just want to give me a shot? Why does it have to be that he's interested in me? Oh, no, the only person in the workplace who seems to have ulterior motives is you, Raj, and storms away.
No, I completely agree with that. I feel like in this episode overall with the women, we're dealing with a lot of them living in men's shadows and trying to overcome that, and I think that's where a lot of, like, the conflict is.
Yeah.
I agree, but for Raj, it was just more because he was jealous, because I think he thinks, like, if Mariana gets with Evan, I can't compete with a billionaire. Like, I cannot compete.
Damn straight.
Shots fired.
Shots are fired. But for real, I really think Raj is just like, if she's also interested in him, I'm never going to have a shot. I think for him, he just wants to be seen. He wants to have a shot.
This is too fun. I love talking about this show, because it really is like we're at this heated discussion of, like, what's going to happen. Usually in shows, we're like, oh, we recap. This is what happened. This is what happened. But we all will have, like, debates and, like,
real opinions.
Yeah, like, it's a fun show.
Well, Destiny in the chat says # I want to see more Evan.
All right.
We got Fly Chick. We got Jennifer. I believe you're new. Hi, Faba. You're awesome, Jazzy Jones. I know you love Raj and Mariana's friendship, but, you know, yeah, Raj kind of messed up, like she says. Mm. People in the chat are awesome today, right now.
They are. We have a lot of repeat customers, so thank you for coming back.
And I didn't forget. Hi, Ron.
And hello to the new people. But before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to thank you all for watching. And we have some exciting things happening here at AfterBuzz TV, and Megan is here to tell us all about it.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to bring an awesome guest like TJ to talk about all things Good Trouble, our favorite show, without you guys watching. Thanks so much for helping make us the ESPN of TV Talk and letting us to continue to grow. If you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button, subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you think in the comments. No matter where you are, you can always leave us a comment and we'll try to respond to it. We love question suggestions for all our guests, so please send those our way. And, you know, being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much for all of us. We love talking about this stuff, especially with a show that has such higher social and political ramifications, and is very timely for the country that we're living in right now. And it's just really cool. So I hope you'll share. I hope you'll watch the show, and you'll watch our after show.
Yes.
Speaking of social...
I agree.
Retweet.
Retweet, right?
Retweet. Live retweet.
Speaking of, like, the social themes in the show, like, one topic they touched on I loved was the privilege one. Mm. Only because, I mean, I don't think it should have been used against Davi in this case. However, even I saw the girl was homeless. I'm like, would Davi, open your eyes. How are you not seeing this? I just couldn't get it. I was just like, please, see that she's homeless. Mm-hmm. She ran out on you.
I mean, that should say something in itself. Like, she ran out, but apparently her dad was there to pick her up. But yeah, there's definitely something going on there. And it took me a while to see it, too. Mm-hmm. Until I was like, wow, she's hungry. Like, lunch was probably not that long ago, you know?
Yeah, she's a growing child.
That's right, yeah, exactly.
I have two questions if her dad show up. First of all, if her dad show up, how did she know he was downstairs? She ain't got a cell phone. Two, how he get upstairs? Alice ain't see nobody. These are questions I have now.
I mean, they're smart questions.
Comments, concerns.
Come on, questions and concerns.
Talk to the writers and be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think that was an important conversation, and I wish it didn't end so abruptly, because I think it's really hard, especially for Malika, because she does feel like this responsibility to be a poster child for every minority. I'm sure Jasmine feels that too as well, and she's constantly explaining these issues. But you really do have to have those candid conversations to get it if you haven't been through it yourself. And I can see, like, from my perspective, I didn't realize that this little girl was homeless at first. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it. Honestly, I wouldn't have realized it until she ran out if I was the one in their shoes.
I'll be honest, I didn't either.
Yeah, like, honestly, if she would have just been like, oh, my dad's here to pick me up and ran off, and they, like, didn't say anything about it, I wouldn't have even thought. I was just like, she's hungry. Her dad's here to pick her up, you know?
And that's such a specific experience. If you haven't been through it, it's hard to relate to it or notice the signs. Or if you haven't had training. And I think that's more so on whoever employed Davia than it is on her. Because I thought she was doing a great job with her. I just think it's something she's overlooked because she hasn't experienced it.
Absolutely. I mean, it was the way Davia was folding her clothes for me. And the fact that as soon as she's like, oh, where's your dad? Oh, he's just working. He didn't forget.
That's a
check mark, red flag. Yeah. More conversations today.
I feel like in the finale we're gonna finally know, I would say, the verdict of the Jamal Thompson case. Unless that's the main cliffhanger, which if that is what's gonna go on, I'm gonna be like, really? We gotta wait now? We waited all this time, 13 episodes, to find out. But Malika is so busy planning the protest, and so she is worried that she's not going to get it all right. You know, she's having to reply to a million different people, and she feels so much pressure. And in the midst of that, she'd like to have her brother involved, but they have this broken relationship. They haven't been talking. So whenever he calls her and something's not okay, I'm just like, what could it be? You know, like, what could it possibly be? Is it something that went on with the mom? Is he finally saying, no, it's not okay. I can't deal with this anymore. And I'm on your side. I'm going to, like, come help you with the protest. Like, there's so many things it could be. And I just hope that it's something positive for him, because I feel like he needs to get out of the bad situation that he's in.
I mean, I think it's like, it might be a slight prediction, but I feel like the fact that he called her, it's real. Just, it has to be. Either the mom got in trouble with some, like, drug person, or, like, just something that has to be so serious enough, because first of all, he turned off his phone. The number is no longer working.
Well, that could just be blocking, right? Because when you block someone, it says, cannot deliver.
It does that?
Yeah, it does that.
Oh, I don't know.
I assumed she was blocked.
Yeah, I just thought she was blocked.
Okay, so she's blocked.
So you guys have been blocked before, I'm guessing.
Maybe. Why is my text not getting through to Megan? What's going on? Exactly.
Call me out, why don't you?
I did not know that about the blocking. So yeah. I learn new things every day, you know?
Absolutely.
It's fun.
You're like, crap, let me check my text.
But I really feel something terrible has happened, because that's the only way he's now actually kind of throwing an olive branch. Because he knows, like, even though technically she's a little sister, she's always looked after him. Mm-hmm. It's always been the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, she's the big little sister. And if anybody can get him out of whatever situation, it's going to be Malika.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting ready to play a game of Have You Been Good or Trouble. But before we do that, we have to end the recap on, like, a somber note. Because we were all, like, looking at the screen, like, crying. It was just so sad. And I know that we all know how much Dennis has gone through, and we know that his life has not been easy, and we see his conversation in the bathroom with the mother, Steph, when she was visiting, and his son who had passed away. He obviously cheated on his wife. The wife was originally going to give him half of everything, but then he was like, this is my way of paying you back. Like, I don't need half. But then he's like, no, I need something for myself. I do want half. The wife gets super upset. His wife is moving on with a new guy, which is his friend.
His friend-ish, yeah.
And so he decides that maybe the world would be better off without him. That's not true at all, but that's what he was thinking, I would assume, and thought, you know what, I've messed up. I'm going to give everything to my ex-wife. And it looked like
Jesus,
he was...
I think, too, a little bit.
Oh, that's
just the way
right.
he told Mariana that he's going to be okay, not to feel guilty. Oh. Like, as soon as he said that word, it registered, but it didn't click. That's what I heard it, and I was just like, that's an odd choice of words.
I sincerely hope that someone intervenes in that moment, and obviously left on kind of somewhat of a cliffhanger. We're not going to know what happened with Dennis, but I think symbolically it was a really important moment to have in the show, because I think it's really where everything has been leading up to with the rest of the characters. It was a really poignant way to say everyone gets so caught up in everything that's happening in their lives, and we have so much on our plates, and some people have the means to cope with it and some people don't, and you don't know, especially when you're caught up in your own stuff, when someone else is at their breaking point. Mm-hmm. And especially when we see the flashback sequences from everything that had happened that night, he was really saying his goodbyes and almost at peace with that. And it would have just taken one person to get out of their head and notice it.
Everyone was so involved in their own situation. And
it's a lot of life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
getting past yourself and really paying attention to the people around you.
Until it's hopefully not too late, but sometimes, most of the time, it is too late. Mm-hmm. And that, it hurt my heart. It just really did. I'm just like, please save him today.
I know. I can't imagine the show without him, because he's been such like a... You can tell he has a huge heart. Everyone makes mistakes. He obviously made mistakes in the past, but he has such a huge heart and wants love so bad. And I could see there possibly being some kind of a future with him and Davia. I just think that they mesh really well, and they call each other out on their stuff, but they also have a lot of love for each other, and it's obvious that Dennis... One, it's the best for her, and obviously her breaking down and just being like, I hope he's okay. Like, I just feel like there could be something there between them, and I think that if anything, maybe Davia can really show him love and show him compassion and understanding, and I think that they would be great together. And obviously Jeff's in the picture, so
he
what's going to happen,
he won't be
you
for
guys?
Long. She's like, I will not be coming into Wisconsin as a mistress. You better speak something today, Davia. I'm here for that, okay?
Yeah.
And it's great seeing kind of that positive influence that Dennis has had on her as well as so many of the other characters. And I hope that this is something that jolts them awake and makes them realize how precious life is and making the right decisions now, not putting off what you deserve.
Yeah.
And also, his wife was... You can't say you want to move on, but then keep bringing up the stuff I done while you're trying to move on. That's not fair. At the same time, like, I get it, you're hurt, but you're talking about first of all, you got together with my friend behind my back for months, and now you're just telling me, because he's cheated on her once, right? Technically, I know they're divorced, separated, whatever. It's not cheating, but that even hurts more, because that's almost a betrayal of not only me and your relationship, but me and my friend's relationship. Mm-hmm. So
it's so messy and tricky that I just I don't know. I at the end of the day, I hope that he's okay, and I hope, like you said, someone intervened, and I hope we figure all of that out in the finale. But I can't imagine how many things need to get tied up next week in a one-hour episode. Like,
will it happen? Does it ever happen, though?
I know. Yeah. You got to keep us coming back for season two, but
I know. It was a heartbreaking cliffhanger to leave on.
It really was.
And if any of the viewers ever feel like that, there's someone to talk to.
Yeah, I just want to say PSA really quick. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. You can call at any time you need it. And we hope that, because I know for me it's so helpful looking at a show where it's not the stereotypical American family, it's not the stereotypical individual. Like, we're all about the age of the characters on the show, and everyone can see someone on screen that mirrors something they've gone through, and I hope that this is a reminder to them that you're not alone in your story or your path, whatever it might be.
Your life matters.
And please tell somebody, please, just talk. It only takes one conversation.
It's a big thing, though. I mean, a lot of people, they get stuck in their head. But to know that there is somebody in your life and probably anyone around you who you could even consider a friend will listen and will be there for you, regardless of what you're going through.
Absolutely. And I'm curious for you, TJ, kind of going off of this, what originally drew you to this project? And then what does it mean to you to be involved in such a compelling story?
Well, I mean, this always sounds so pretentious. As an actor, it's really lovely to come across a character that is an actual character, to where you're not just playing yourself, to where you get to delve into something and learn something new and find a different part of humanity that you then have the responsibility to portray. And yeah, to me, that was the original compelling motive for me to really want this. And that always makes it a hell of a lot better to go in and be like, all right, you know, this isn't just another audition. This is something that actually means something. Mm-hmm. And the show means something. I mean, it touches on so many aspects of humanity and just present day activity that is not only relevant, but extremely important. And yeah, it's a really amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
To be able to do that day in, day out, and know that, you know, a lot of people get into this because it's, you know, you get to be famous, you get to do that. Never did. You know, I always wanted to tell a story, make somebody feel something, change their mind, make them think a little bit. And yeah, the show has that, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of it.
If that was your mission, getting into acting, you picked the right show to audition for, or your agents or whoever helped
it's
you get this audition.
It's everybody. It's a lot of working cogs.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's
I
think, honestly, like a real-life example of everything works out the way it's supposed to. You just have to hang in for the ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I would love to play a game of Have You Been Good or Trouble to lighten things up.
Okay, so technically we have two questions real quick.
What the heck is this game?
Okay, so yeah, let's explain it real quick.
The game.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, so we are going to all, there's two different scenarios that's going on in this show.
Okay.
And us as a panel, we're going to vote on whether we think that situation is good or trouble and why.
Gotcha.
For whichever character we're talking about. So, Shay, take it away.
So the first question is Angela really on Mariana's side, and will that be good or trouble for Mariana? I'm going to say good.
Trouble with a capital T.
Well, how do I answer this?
Well, you don't have to.
Okay, I'm gonna plead the fifth.
You can plead the fifth.
Okay.
I think it's good because no matter what the outcome is, I think that it's going to raise awareness. And I think that even if she does get fired, I feel like Evan will be very quick to bring her back. And it's going to shake up the employee roster a little bit. I think some of the snakes are going to get uprooted and thrown out. And I think she'll, no matter what happens, come back and we'll have a high up place in your workplace.
I say good because things do need to get shaken up. Things need to be talked about. And if it blows up, I mean, if you're going to go big, you might as well just go up in flames, personally. Especially about something so important as a gender pay gap. There it is.
Mm-hmm. It's such an important issue, but I don't trust Angela at all. I think best case scenario, this is just what I want to happen, but Evan's really been taking charge lately, coming into his own. I mean, it's his own company. Fire Angela. Fire Josh. They're just getting in your way, dude.
All right.
That's my two cents.
There's a little bit of, counseling.
I'll take these into account.
Yes, we love that.
As you continue managing.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then our last one.
Our last question is, do we think Evan's feelings are more than professional? And if so, is that good or trouble for Mariana?
Great, I can definitely answer this one.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was so excited. I was like, all right. Megan, that was good, though. It's almost like you're an actor.
A little bit. Good try.
This is difficult, but I feel like everything's, I won't say good, because it's not like great, like work relationships, we love it, always work out so well.
Right.
No, but I think it's like totally fine because I feel like Evan's handling himself so well, and I think he genuinely cares about Mariana and her career over, he cares about getting her, not the same vibe I'm getting from Raj at all. So I'm totally fine with everything that's happening.
Okay.
And as long as like, I don't know, if something happens, if it's consensual, I mean, it'd be kind of weird because it's like not just the employer relationship, it's like the boss-employee relationship, So I don't know, but I think right now things are fine, and Mariana really needs someone in her corner. So
absolutely
hoping for the best.
That's kind of the way it is in real life, though. Like, I'm a pretty good guy, and Dhruv is just a total creep.
That's a hot take.
Just for you, Dhruv.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. We're gonna have to tell him you said that next time.
We're gonna have to make that clip and then just play.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll tweet it at him.
What do you think, Shay?
I want to say good. It's gonna be good trouble.
Ooh.
Only because of the fact that it's the boss-employee relationship. I think it's going to be trouble for a second because there's, with the whole Me Too movement, but personally, if it's consensual and we're all grown, what you going to say to me?
I'm going to say good just because I think that Evan does have the best intentions in mind right now, and he just wants a friend. I don't think he's necessarily jumping into anything, or I think he's just excited to have someone that he can relate to. So I want to say that I think you're good, and I think it's all going to be okay. Yeah. And
I like even, all the answers.
Yeah,
I think even the fact that this conversation is being had just like goes to show the fact that like no one thinks guys and girls can just be friends.
I know.
And maybe they can.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It happens.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for watching, and thank you for tuning in. We love talking with you every single week. And TJ, thank you so much for coming. And where can everyone find you on Instagram?
At TJ Lenard.
All right. Megan, what about you?
You can find me at Megan Lynn TV. Come chat and let's get into some good trouble.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram on Thursdays at 7 p.m. The Perfectionist After Show. I am so excited, guys. The PL Army is back.
Yes. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I also cover Shadowhunters, which is another Freeform show. So check that out Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have a special guest next week. TJ, thanks again for coming in. We cannot wait to see what happens next.
Oh, we also have a special guest right after this.
Right.
Oh, so, yeah. Tune
double
in for
travel
that.
Today.
Yeah. So find us.
We're literally going live in like a couple minutes. So stay tuned for that. Just stick on this channel, and we love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.